All right, we're getting
Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good. Y'all, this is a really historic day for us. Gene and Mary are in the same room at the same time, unlike Clark Kent and Superman, although we have the same powers.
Yeah.
gonna be weird because we aren't accustomed to seeing each other when we're doing the show. But today we
can do it.
We can. And yeah. We also have one of our favorite listeners, Barb Marino, here. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Jane. Hey, hi,
Barb.
Everyone.
So good to see everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
Today's word of the day, thanks to Barb, is onomatopoeia. And it's spelled very different to the way you might think it is spelled. I'm not even going to spell it. Just go look it up. Onomatopoeia. It's the formation of a word from a sound associated with what that sound is named, like cuckoo or sizzle or what was the one you said? I said buzz, growl.
Growl.
Let's see, what else can sizzle?
Pop.
Yeah, pop is a good one. I love that. Two things that I love in English grammar is onomatopoeia and I can't remember the word.
You said you like the Oxford comma earlier.
I love the Oxford comma. But also, it's when you have like silly Sammy sipped six sodas and got sick. What is that?
I like tongue twisters.
Well, I like tongue twisters too. But I'm talking about when all the words start with the same letter. There's a word for that. Okay, we have the technology at our hands right now. I know there's a word for this. Phrase starts with same letter. Oops, that'll work. Y'all, this is high tech. Alliteration. I love alliteration. This word, just alliteration, it makes me happy.
It is a good word.
It is. Yeah. So you get two words of the day today, folks.
Onomatopoeia and alliteration.
Yes.
Excellent.
So, as Gene said in the introduction, if you want to call in, the number is 516-418-5651. We did that pretty well.
Yeah, we're in the same room.
We can do that. So, call us. And Barb's really laughing. She's never seen a live radio show before, and it's fun. And it's less challenging when we're together because we can, I can poke him like my husband pokes you all the time and say, hey, it's your turn. Speak up.
It's definitely different.
Yeah. So today we're supposed to be talking about, we've got trivia. I'm tongue-tied, tongue twister, tongue-tied, onomatopoeia, and alliteration. So today's trivia question is, which company, if I click over here, it actually does something. I'm teaching Gene about the studio while I do this. But the question is, which country invented the traditional red and white Santa using the colors of their product and still uses Santa Claus in their advertisements? Do you know the answer, Barb?
Is it the United States?
No, company.
Oh, which company? If people thought it was Coca-Cola, I believe.
Yeah, it is Coca-Cola.
It is still Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But originally, I think it was white. White Rose? No. It's another, it's a ginger ale company. That's where it started.
Really?
Really?
And the man in a wagon, late 19th century.
Started using Santa Claus as their...
Yes.
I didn't know that. See, that's twice now. We've had a trivia question that was incorrect.
But I'll tell you what, so I wouldn't imagine that they Coca-Cola probably bought them. And so they bought the Santa and
yes.
just...
Oh, yeah, very possibly. So we've got...
Well, very cool. Thanks, Barb.
I love one more thing to learn.
Yeah.
We've got four hints today. And once again, I'm going to abbreviate them because... I asked Ken to find the hints, and he went way overboard. Can't imagine why he would do that. Aquarius. Aquariuses are always overachievers. We just like, oh, but my father used to say, if a little salt is good, a lot of salt's going to be better. So he was with alcohol.
Like
yeah, one.
Well, I totally understand.
He used to tell us one beer is too many and 12 is not enough. But yeah, my father was, he did not teach us moderation. I will admit that. So anyway, I'm moderating the hints. I'm going to give you the abbreviated hints for today. But if you want to find the full hint, just go to beunique.org and find them. And that's beunique.org. So number one, this product is the most widely distributed product on earth. Number two, this product was invented in 1886 by a Civil War veteran pharmacist. Number three, this product has traditionally been considered a wonder cure for everything, including hiccups, colic, low libido, and relieving jellyfish stings. I want to say that somebody said that you could use this product to remove rust from, like, tools.
I'll bet.
It's kind of scary if you're able to drink it.
Well, yeah, you can use it on your windshield to take road grime off, too. It'll eat road grime off.
Well, maybe it'll help me because I should start drinking it again. I haven't had it in a long time.
I don't know.
I like to drink it with bourbon, if that's a hint for anybody.
That's a...
But, you know, that might take some road grime off of me. Maybe I should take a bath in it. So the fourth hint is more, on average, more than 10,000 soft drinks from this company are consumed every second of every day globally. And I'll give you another bonus, which there are other extra bonuses on the website. This company was the first commercial sponsor of the Olympic Games in 1928. So you got a lot to Google, but you don't have to Google. Just go to beunique.org. All the answers are there.
Plus a lot of other really cool, fun stuff.
Yes.
Check it out.
So today we are talking about snooze or lose.
Snooze or lose.
Now, there's a couple of things we could say. Oh, my computer. We could talk about that. But let me ask you all. I'll start with you, Barb. Do you need an alarm clock to wake up in the morning?
No.
Do you, Gene?
Sometimes. If I have to wake up at a certain time, I do.
Do I, Mary? Absolutely. If I have to wake up earlier than normal. But if I'm sticking to my regular routine, like today I had an alarm clock as a backup because I got up earlier today to start doing things to be prepared for today, for the show and whatnot. So I set the alarm just to make sure I had plenty of time to take care of my morning ritual, which is to me like clockwork. If I don't do things the way I expect to in the morning, my day doesn't go so well. And it doesn't matter if I do them at 5 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning. It has to be done. But to take care of the cat and make sure that my husband was turned around and he had all he needed to get started on his work. And and then to be here today with this live production, I'm excited because this is more exciting than taking it on the road because we never know what we're going to get when we go on the road.
We can get on the air here.
When we take it on the road, we almost never succeed. So we're going to do things differently next time.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
But, I typically don't need an alarm clock because if I go to bed at a certain time, I wake up at a certain time. Typically, how many hours of sleep do you usually get?
Five.
Wow. Gene?
2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Yeah, it depends.
Wow. okay, if I want to operate at my optimal, I need at least 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
If I get 7.5, it's like zoom, 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 zoom. But if I get 8, it's like, wow, what am I going to do? I kind of get spacey because it's like I woke up from a dream or something.
Yeah.
What
about nap? Nap time, if you don't get enough.
I have to take a nap. And Kenny makes sure of that. My cat,
mm-hmm.
He will come in here. He senses when I need a nap, and he'll come and stand on 2 feet, and he'll tap me right here on my leg. Tap me and say, come with me. And so I ask him, where do you want to go? And he has certain meows, and he'll take me either to his food dish, the front door, or the couch. And if we go to the couch, that means you need to sit down, lady. He's a Zen master. So I hope I have him in my life a long, long time, long enough to teach me how to do what I'm supposed to do.
Sure. Are you a napper?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think naps are really important.
I've just never been a napper.
Really?
No. I'd prefer not to, actually, if I can help it. I want to stay awake, party, and go to sleep at night and get up and do it again.
Sounds like my husband. Curtis is like that. He likes to go. I mean, if he's napping, something's wrong.
Right.
Yeah, if I ever catch him taking a nap, I'm checking his temperature. But now he's a snoozer loser. He is. He will hit that alarm. And that's, I think, one reason why I have my set hours, because when his alarm goes off, I get out of bed. If I'm not already out of bed, the first time his alarm goes off, I'm up, because I can't sleep with a 15-minute interruption. And he will do that. And sometimes he will ignore it, and it'll just eventually stop. I can't handle that. I got a little mini klaxon going off. So I think it's, a snooze or lose. Everybody has a different opinion, and if anybody wants to call in and tell us, never mind. It's almost time for us to end the show.
Oh.
It is 12:12. We have a few minutes. If anybody wants to say anything else about snooze or lose, or if Gene wants to play his recorder.
Well, I'll tell you, talking about snoozing and...
Everybody's nappy.
Well, I just, never having been a nap person, I just think I find it completely fascinating. Because a lot of people are like yourselves, are nappers. And you
Let me ask you, Barb, how long do you typically nap?
An hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow. That's like a mini sleep.
It is. But snooze or lose, I thought it was if you let too much time go by, you'll miss that opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the other interpretation?
That's another interpretation. If you snooze, you lose. And it became a thing with people like Curtis, who uses his alarm actually has 2 alarms. One is, okay, you need to start thinking about waking up. The next one is flip over and fluff your pillow. And the third one is check and see if your wife's gotten out of bed yet. By the time the fourth one rings, it's got a different tone. And that is, you need to get up now or you're going to be late for work. And then he has another one that goes off after that, like a fifth one, that is, if you're still in the bathroom, buddy, you better hurry up because, they're going to be waiting on you in the meeting. He has a daily meeting at work. And now his alarms on the weekend are totally different.
Sure.
But he relies on his alarms. And I used to wear a watch all the time. But I found that if I have a watch and I rely on my alarms, I tend to be late all the time. So when because you're like, oh, I got 5 minutes. Oh, I can make it in 3 or whatever. I'm doing my arm like I'm looking at my watch, people. Nobody can hear me. I mean, nobody can see me. But when I gave up my watch about 30 years ago, and just I've been more punctual as a result.
Okay.
I understand.
But I love that you brought that up, Barb, that, snooze or lose means, if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss an opportunity.
And maybe that's why I don't like to nap.
That's right.
Could be. I'm afraid I'll miss something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, for me, I'm not as old as Barb, but I'm older than you quite substantially. So, and I do think that as you get older, the naps come into play because it's almost like an energy boost or a power surge.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you a chance to reconnect. And a lot of times when I'm supposedly napping, I'm meditating, or sometimes I'm praying. Most of the time I'm brushing the cat. But even though I'm not actually sleeping, I'm resting. And resting your brain as you get older is important,
mm-hmm.
as well as sniffing that rosemary.
Yeah. Resting and sniffing.
It is always past time. It's we're about a minute past time.
Oh, well,
so
all right.
It's time for Gene to give us a little concert here.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll play a song while we're going.
And I'll tell everybody what they can do. Send money. Join us every day at noon Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, Be Unique Radio, for Take a Break with Gene and Mary, and sometimes Barb. Call us at 516-418-5651 during the show, and you could win a gift. If you can't call in and you can't listen during the show, email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Yeah, anytime. Love to hear from you.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
See you tomorrow when we talk about roadside attractions.
Oh, my. That'll be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I've seen a few of them. I've got pictures on the website. Bye.